Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Soul Sandwich with your hosts, Rohit Joseph and
Rachel, Soul Plane Pilot. What's up?
Soul Plane Pilots. Yeah, we are down a couple pilots today. mainly the presence of Ola, our good old Soul Plane Pilot, Soul Sandwich Pilot, whatever you want. Soul Sandwich Chef. Yeah, he's got an exam right now.
Right now.
Speak. Yeah.
He is writing that exam as we speak.
It's amazing. So good luck to Ola. I mean, I know he can't hear us, but you know, we'll send the positive vibes. Everybody who's listening, send your positive vibes to Ola. I'm sure he could use it during this stressful time. So today the theme of our show is vulnerability in hip hop. And it was actually inspired by my friend Koju, who said, like, when I told him about Soul Sandwich, he's like, you know, this is a theme that I think deserves recognition. Vulnerability, when hip-hop artists actually show their real selves and what they're really thinking in a stressful time, it's like an even more powerful thing. Because as you know all too well, Rachel, hip-hop is commonly about, you know,
drugs.
Bravado, arrogance, you know, and kind of showing off. It's about being cocky.
Yeah, it's like drugs, money, and women, for the most part, when you see rap. Like, let's be real, right?
Yeah, I mean, it started with the good intentions of back in the day. It's about who can just rhyme better, who's a tighter MC, who's a tighter host, who's a more hype MC. Like, it was truly about being a master of ceremonies, and that meant being, you know, a big presence. But somewhere along the way, you know, sometimes the real side of an artist, of an MC, can get lost in all of that, right? Mm. In that cloud of braggadocio. Is that even how you say it?
Braggadocio. I like that.
Is it braggadocio?
You know what? I wouldn't be able to tell you if you're wrong, but I like that word, braggadocio. That's
braggadocio. You know what I mean. So point being,
I got you.
You know, we wanted to show a different side of hip-hop today.
Mm-hmm.
We got some old school stuff. We got some new school stuff, a little mix of both. We're going to start off from, you know, relatively home territory, an artist who is beloved here in Canada, Shad, and he's teamed up with somebody that Rachel introduced me to, and that is
Eternia.
Yeah. The song is called Love Means, and like the title suggests, it's really about both of these artists talking about what love means to them and talking about moments in their life when they struggled with love, because love is a complicated thing, right? And that's something that, you know, you don't necessarily hear too much of in hip hop. And it's a beautiful track, but also, you know, just amazing rhymes. And it's still got like the hip hop flavor, but at the same time, it's very heartfelt. So that's why I thought we'd start the whole show off with that.
Way to kick it off, Rohit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, why don't we, speaking of kicking it off, let's kick it off right now. Let's activate Shad and Eternia with their song Love Means off the album Flying Colors. Hope you guys enjoy it and stay tuned for more vulnerable hip-hop songs right here on Soul Sandwich.
About you, but I chose to write to God instead. Met on the page and broke bread. Sometimes my heart is led in memories I thought I'd let forget. Overestimated power of regret, I guess. I planted seeds and watered in the darkness. I let a tree blossom in the bottom recesses, and yet I often wonder how I got into this mess. Instead of one love, it's two loves, conflict. Interested parties catch eyes, cats lie fast. Pick your poison like a blood anointing over sins past. It can happen when yesterday collides with the present. Like, scratch that, I'm not past that. I'm confessing I could pass that class. I'd rather not if you're the lesson. I would take that punishment risk. Losing my blessing, going crazy over something. Maybe not being the essence, what it seems to me. It seems to me polyamory beckons, and I get it. I get why you could love her and me. Love love never claimed exclusivity. It is free in need of clarity. I wrote this for God to see, but he knew I was gonna do what I did before me, and I don't regret a thing. Perfect symmetry felt like the way the king intended us to be, so there's no apologies, no rewinding. I would do it all again to show him what love means. Love
means some things were too in to figure love out means. I'm just trying to be fine with not knowing love at all means. This puzzle with pieces of and love's means. Like a glimpse of that right place we fit in. Some things were too in to figure love out means. I'm just trying to be fine with not knowing at all. This puzzle with pieces of and love's like a glimpse of that right place we fit in.
Like to write when it's late and I'm sleep deprived. That's when I'm more inclined to joke and to speak my mind. As far as what love means, well, I can read a line from the dictionary, but I think I need to redefine. I need to live it to know it. That means I gotta give it and let it be. Giving back to grow it, I gotta sow it to get it. Like really get it, I gotta show it, not just talk about it like a lot of poets, aka moi. You see my day job's talking this romantic philosophic je ne sais quoi. And as a lyricist, in my experience, love's kinda bug, cause my fears and embarrassments, this music's who I always had to share it with. It's like a man that's in love with his therapist, and the affair is a lie, but I'm scared, cause to truly care and be cared for bears a risk. I wake up and I ask God for help, then go online. If my last song was spelled, I forget about the pain, I'm gassed on myself, and the goblins in the closet go back on the shelf, trying to figure what love means. Too in to figure out. I'm just trying to be fine with not knowing at all. This puzzle with pieces of and loves like a glimpse of that right place we fit in. Some things were too in to figure out. I'm just trying to be fine with not knowing at all. This puzzle with pieces of and loves like a glimpse of that right place we fit in.
Understanding being fully understood. Keeping no record of wrong. True freedom.
Pray for your enemies.
A safe space to make mistakes.
Love means, check it out. Yeah, love always has hope for another day. Love is grace, love is patient. Even when it doesn't want to stay, it doesn't run away like underlay. Perseveres and suffers pain. It doesn't suffocate, though it holds tight. And it doesn't change, though some would say that love is vain. And it's just a game for the young ones on Lover's Lane. Or just the chemistry of the brain. Just science, you know, something sane. But you know that love is strange and wild and heartbreaking and unexplained. Love is dangerous as a dark street, tuck your chain. Our world's going up in flames. Still love isn't violent, that said, it's nothing safe, cause it means standing up to hate. So love is costly, but love can save. And I'm of the faith, but love your neighbor isn't a Christian or Muslim phrase. No one owns it, as some brothers claim, from the pulpit or from the stage. And in the coming age, I hope we'll see it as gay, straight, and colorless. Sometimes we all feel motherless above the grave, but it's in death and new life when love is made. It's when you're unashamed and finally unafraid. When you confront the pain, face death, and you see in the end only love remains.
That was Shad and Eternia with Love Means. Rachel, what did you think of that? That was your first time hearing the track, right?
Yeah, it caught me right in the feels. I was just telling Rohit, you know, damn, this production is so Shad. And Rohit pointed out it was the fact that it was the strings. And I was
I think it is, like, strings. Yeah, he loves using, I think he's a true, composer in a sense, like when he works with his producers, I can tell that he likes, or that he just has a lot of influences, you know?
Right, like he has a lot of say into what they're doing.
And I think he likes mixing it up with, like, not just strings of, like, violin, classical strings, but, like, guitar. He himself is a guitar player.
Oh,
yeah,
what do you know?
Yeah, he can play guitar as well. Yeah. So I think he likes incorporating these different types of instruments. It's got that mix of, like, you know, hip-hop production, but also, like, live instrumentation.
Right, which you see a lot of in hip-hop. I feel like since, like, Kanye dropped sort of that Late Registration, I feel like that was sort of... That definitely set the stage for sort of that live instrumental within rap. But
oh, I mean, and speaking of which, there's a whole album called Late Orchestration, which is a live album where he performs at Abbey Road Studios in England, like the, you know, most famous studios where like the Beatles recorded. And that was a phenomenal live album. I think it's one of the best live albums I've ever heard. And yeah, but
about that, speaking of which,
Kanye gets a lot of exposure, but he does have his fair share of vulnerability tracks.
808's Heartbreak. What do you guys say? We all know.
We might come back with one of those. We'll see. We'll see how Rachel and I, tried to dig a little bit, you know, try to find vulnerability tracks you wouldn't normally hear about.
Yeah.
So, speaking of which, Rachel, you got something from a local artist, from a local hip-hop hero. What can you tell us?
So this is a West Coast rapper straight from Vancouver, so right in our hometown.
From the 604. That
is. Nice. So this rapper is called Solo Key. That's his stage name. His name is Sam Lucia. And he has a new album, and this track that we're about to play is called Unhealthy, and he talks about the sort of difficulties of, I suppose, being a rapper and that struggle of wanting to be the best and what it means to be in the quote-unquote rap game. And that's not something that's new that people talk about. Like, I know Joey Badass talks about that, J. Cole talks about that, and sort of how the rap game fundamentally changes the way they look at life and the way that... how they see rap once they get started. Because I remember off of Joey Badass's album, Before the Money, he talks about literally before the money, like before the money came for rap, how it was something that he really enjoyed. But when the money comes and it's his way of making a living, that totally changes the way he sees rap. And it becomes work and it becomes, you know, tiring at times.
Oh, of course. Yeah. I think that's even though it's a... theme that's repeated throughout hip hop. It's like, it's a worthy theme. I mean, it's a very, it's just always relatable. You know, I think it is something we can all relate to. Like when you're passionate about something, but when it becomes work, it takes on a different, you know, meaning to you. And it starts becoming a bit more tiresome at times, even though it's something you love. It can be tiresome. And rap especially is very much about competition, I feel.
Yeah, and sort of thinking about that thing that we talked about earlier, about that sort of bravado that comes with rap, and that, you know, that idea that you need to come off as, you know, the best MC, the MC's gonna kill other MCs, right?
Oh,
like that
for sure,
that's definitely something people say in rap songs, right? Like,
well, all the time.
I'm gonna kill all the other MCs.
Standard.
Like, exactly. And so
I'm gonna eat up for breakfast, lunch, dinner, you know, like all the meals, like after supper, pre supper,
midnight snack.
That's gonna be, if I ever come up with a track, it's gonna be Midnight Snack.
Talking about how you're gonna eat all these other MCs.
Food episode 2.
Yeah, exactly. But
for real though,
that's what's important, right? Like, is to realize that rappers are vulnerable too. No matter how much we expect them to come off as these sort of big personalities with so much character and like saying all the trash talk. So,
all right, let's hear it from Solo Key. The track is
Unhealthy.
Unhealthy. All right, let's kick it with a Vancouver hip hop artist. Let's keep it local right now, right here in Soul Sandwich. Stay tuned for more cool but vulnerable hip hop tracks.
Anybody, somebody help me. I can barely sleep, it's unhealthy. Cause the album is supposed to be a classic, and I'm feeling stretched thin like I'm Mr. Fantastic. This is delirium. Europeans laughing and sneering at me, from porch seats to hair in the breeze, bags under my eyes cause I'm rarely in my sheets. Is this real or just a dream? Three summers and every day there's five new beats. Hallucinations till the mind goes weak. And when you speak, it's like I'm final. Screeched by the final. Please, then I'll quit my day job. I'll stay working at the crib like I got laid off. Catch a couple C's, smoke a couple L's. Sandman, better sprinkle a little sand on these lapels. Night terrors got the best of me. Home alone, prone to invest in trees. Don't judge by the first impression, see. Cause I'm trying to live like the rest of thee. We're cooking up a killer with the recipe. Preheat 400 degrees and stir gently. The speed till my Jeep is on empty. Then I repeat till Jeff got a Bentley. For now, sleepwalk, fuck the cheap talk. If you ain't about your business, I'ma speed off. To the sunset, to my one bed. Life a box of chocolates, what you gon' get? I hope my box full of something that'll help me rest. You'll be so impressed, should be so undressed. I'll be the pick of the litter, but all you know one's pet. I'm no Sparky, but if I'm blunt and spike me. Light's bright like the sun, shout out Charles Barkley. Think I'm going crazy, on my nose Barkley. I need shade to hide my face, but I'm not fazed by the garbage. I feel so lethargic, I'm supposed to handle the speech, but I can't stop clean. Click, clenching my teeth, I need my sleep.
Between my dreams and your reality, trying to bring me down will be the death of me. I'm trying to come up, but instead I just get high. Said I'm trying to come up, but instead I just get by. I'm trying to come up, how you gonna sit here all night? Think you're hot shit, cause you work a 9 to 5. You make your daddy proud, I'm trying to please a crowd. No pressure, sit in my place with few materials. A glass, she wants a little bit of liquid. Give me courage, no discourage, cause I'm puffing on that herbage. Get me
high, my head in the clouds. Pinch me in my dream, I can't even turn.
Yeah, that was Solo Key with Unhealthy off his mixtape Supermanic. I dig it. I dig it.
Right.
And we've Jonathan Q told me about him, and I need to look up more stuff. How did you find out about Solo Key, Rachel?
I was actually looking at a bunch of West Coast rappers, because if you were tuned in to a couple of Soul Sandwich episodes prior to this, I mean, I'm pretty sure like every episode we have whined about how most of the rap that comes out of Canada is coming from the East Coast.
It's so true, yeah.
So I thought, I'm going to find myself some West Coast rap. There's no way it doesn't exist. And that's how I came across Solo Key. So
true, true.
Just and happens that he came out with a new mixtape.
And we always whine about it, but it's true. Sometimes, like, I think the thing is, we've also hosted the show for a while, so it's a matter of, oh yeah, we feel like we've exhausted the West Coast, like, for what it has. Like, you know, for me, it's like, you know, Kiprios is one of the dopest, or you know, Mocha Only, or whatever. You know, a few of those legends, and then you're like, oh well, my buddies. I know a couple buddies. But then that's the thing. But then the East Coast maybe is just getting more attention because it's the East Coast. It's huge. It, like, Toronto is just huge in itself, and it also is next to other, you know, big time East Coast cities like Montreal and New York, particularly.
Right, for sure.
You know, so.
And so they sort of get the big attention. But
yeah, but we got some talent, Rachel. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. And also, you know, on that idea of, like, exhausting certain artists, I think it's important to realize that there are artists that are sort of trying to get their music out there that's, like, really starting out. So you can always try to dig for those.
True that.
And you'll find new stuff.
Yeah. And Unhealthy. Wow. I mean, what a – that was a pretty honest song.
It was. It was kind of like we said, that look into what a rapper's life might be like, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And all the unhealthy vices that come along with just trying to, even if you're a small time rapper, just doing shows in itself, it's like, it's exhausting to put on a show, prepare for a show, and then celebrating, you know, after you've performed is just a part of the thing. But then those celebrations can turn into, you know, and a dark hole, potentially, for some people, of like addiction. And that's what happens even when people, whether they're small time or big time, it can happen to anybody.
Yeah.
Artists of all kinds. But speaking of big time, the next artist I'm playing is big time. And of course, like I've always expressed throughout many times on Soul Sandwich how conflicted I am about this man. His name is Aubrey, also known as Drake. Yeah, Aubrey Graham, a.k.a. Graham. Drake. Almost all of his songs are vulnerable to some extent. Other than Kanye, who, like, you know, let's give credit where it's due. He did a lot for the vulnerability rap thing, you know, and a few Eminem songs here and there, Pac and Biggie have theirs. I'd say Drake really popularized it, though. Like, as a whole genre to itself. Not just a genre. Right. He's made it, like, mainstream. He's made it the standard now. You got to have a little bit of, you know, singing in your rap because it shows how, like, soulful you are and how much you mean it.
That sad boy movement.
And it's not about being hardcore anymore when it comes to Drake. Like, women like him because they feel like, oh, he's such a softie. He could potentially, I don't know, this is the perception I have. Like, oh, he could potentially.
Rohit was a woman.
He could be a boyfriend. He could be somebody I'd chill. I could bring him home to mom and dad, and he'd get along just fine. No problem. but maybe, Rachel, you can argue against me if I'm wrong here. Maybe I'm exaggerating.
I don't know. I think, you know, part of me wants to say that there's like this facade of sad boy that Drake is going for. Like he sort of started out doing a couple sad songs and then eventually he was like, oh, well, I better keep this up now. I mean, given the fact that, you know, like we're talking about, rappers have a sort of reputation for being with a lot of women and having a lot of money.
Right.
And, you know, being involved with drugs, like, and all those sort of typical vices that we see. So, part of me just thinks that, like, Drake is low-key not vulnerable, but, you know, I may be wrong. And he's just sort of like, I gotta keep this up now, because I've been doing this vulnerable game for too long.
I mean, he does have his tracks where he goes hardcore, you know, like his, like, feud with, what's-his-face, see, like, that guy got so pwned, I don't even remember his name. What was the rap, you know, feud that Drake and the guy who was dating Nicki Minaj?
Meek Mill.
That's it, right? Yeah, it's like back-to-back and energy and, you know, yeah, like, tracks.
All about that.
Where he gets a little bit aggressive and, like, but I think in the end, most people know Drake for his soft side.
Yeah.
And speaking of which, I haven't even introduced the song yet, but this is the song that I genuinely like this song, and not because it's just catchy. I think it's actually a tight remix, essentially, because Sampha is the original artist. Song is called Too Much, and Sampha's got a beautiful, haunting voice, and Drake samples it brilliantly and adds, but also makes it banging, but also is very vulnerable at the same time. It's like, it's a little bit of everything.
Drake, do you do this?
And this is one of the tracks where I'm like, Drake, damn, you got me. Even a regular hater like myself is impressed. So why don't we get right to it? That's why I'm playing the song. It's 2 years old, 3 years old now, actually. But I know, right? Time flies, but damn, is it tight. So let's go. Too Much, Drake featuring Sampha. Let's go.
Don't think about it too much, too much, too much, too much. There's no need for us to rush it through. Don't think about it too much, too much, too much, too much. This is more than just a new last for you. Oh, don't think about it.
Done saying I'm done playing. Last time is on the outro. Stuck in the house, need to get out more. I've been stacking up like I'm fundraising. Most people in my position get complex and wanna come places with star girls and they end up on them front pages. I'm quiet with it, I just ride with it. Moment I stop having fun with it, I be done with it. I'm the only one that's putting shots up and like a potluck, you need to come with it. Don't run from it. Like H-Town in the summertime, I keep it 100. Met a lot of girls in my times there and were the Paul Wall, not one fronted. I was birthed there in my first year, man, I know that place like I come from it. Backstage at warehouse and 09 like it's one coming. Fuck that, is anyone coming before I show up there and there's no one there? These days I could probably pack it for like 20 nights if I go in there. Back rub for my main thing, I've been stressed out. Talking to her like back then they didn't want me, I'm blessed now. Talking to her like this drop and a million copies get pressed out. She tell me take a deep breath, you too worried about being the best out.
Don't think about it too much, too much, too much, too much. There's no need for us to rush it through. Don't think about it too much, too much, too much, too much. This is more than just a new last for you. Don't think about it.
Someone go tell Noel to get it backwards. Money got my whole family going backwards. No dinners, no holidays, no nothing. This issue's at hand and we're not discussing. I did not sign up for this. My uncle used to have all these things on his bucket list. And now he's acting like, oh well, this is life, I guess. Nah, fuck that shit. Listen, man, you can still do what you wanna do. You gotta trust that shit. Heard once that in dire times when you need a sign, that's when they appear. Guess since my text message didn't resonate, I just say it here. I hate the fact my mom cooped up in the apartment, telling herself that she's too sick to get dressed up and go do shit. Like, that's true shit. And all my family from the M-Town that I've been around start treating me like I'm him now. Like, we don't know each other, we ain't grow together, we just friends now. Shit got me feeling pinned down. Pick the pen up or put the pen down. I'm writing to you from a distance like a pen pal, but we been down.
Don't think about it too much, too much, too much, too much. There's no need for us to rush it through. Don't think about it too much, too much, too much, too much. This is more than just a new last for you. Oh, oh, don't think about it too much, too much, too much, too much. There's no need for us to rush it through. Oh, don't think about it too much, too much, too much, too much. This is more than just a new last for you. Don't be like you give up your heart, done, your love, done. Don't give up. Don't.
Do you like Friends? Well, we like you, so become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gives you all kinds of deals with our friends on Main Street, including 10% off at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Red Cat Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Thousands of opinions are at our fingertips, but are all opinions informed? Does your information have a source? Is your social feed based on fact? Only facts can uncover the truth. Professional journalists are committed to balanced and nonpartisan reporting, to independent commentary. They cut through the spin to give you the information and perspective you need. Journalism is essential to democracy. A watchdog over the powerful, an independent voice. Journalism is more important than ever.
Queued up Wednesdays 3 to 4.
I mean, I just wanted to do a nice experimental music radio show and maybe throw in some nice talking that anonymous, like, how private the sense in your podcast.
I mean, I think I can talk, and that's good enough.
Fight or flight music sometimes for things that are not all right.
I just
radio essays and travesties, radio catechisms, half-baked philosophy and criticism, experimental beat music, avant-garde, post-punk, industrial, noise, ad nauseum. Cue it up.
All right, you're listening to Soul Sandwich on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you live from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. This is Rohit Joseph and Rachel.
What's up?
Yeah, we taking over from Ola. hopefully he's not dead from his exam and he's killed
only
it by now.
Good vibes. We're sending you over these waves.
Over these sonic waves. And we've been actually playing a lot of vulnerability tracks, vulnerable hip hop songs. That's what we've been doing. Coming up next, we got an artist called Brevner. Rachel, what can you tell us about Brevner?
Brevner, he is an interesting rapper based out of Vancouver, so we got some West Coast going on today. He's actually Trinidadian and Japanese.
That's really cool.
Yeah. That's
I don't know.
That's pretty unique. Like, you don't hear that as often. And so he actually raps. He calls himself a traveling rapper, so he kind of goes back and forth between Vancouver, Seoul, and I think Tokyo. And he raps about that experience. So recently he dropped his EP, self-titled, Brevner. I don't know how I feel about self-titled albums. Sometimes I feel like they're a little, like, just...
What, narcissistic?
Yeah, a little narcissistic,
I don't know.
In my opinion. I mean, just a little bit. But
I can't really blame people because it's like, if your album is the same as, you know, if it's a self-titled album, then it's like, they'll at least figure out the artist, like, right away, too.
That's
it's like
true.
Both. It's like when
that's
you're first
true.
Starting out, a lot of people do
yeah,
the self-titled
fair
album.
Enough.
And sometimes it's just hard as hell to come up with a freaking album.
True. But despite, in my opinion, a slightly narcissistic album title, Brevner is actually fantastic. And a lot of people have said that he sort of set the bar with this recent EP for West Coast rap. So he's really
nice.
Sort of seen to be... I suppose a leader in West Coast rap and what they're doing. So
what about this song?
What about this song? So it actually features another Vancouver artist called Fembot.
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 I like that name.
Fembot. Yeah, I love it too. She's a female producer out of Vancouver. She actually moved from Poland. Her parents moved from Poland. And she was a graduate of Vancouver Film School. Fun facts for you. Dropping it right here.
Sick.
But Last Call is about sort of this... Just a general feeling of lost, like just being lost in the world. And they also talk about, you know, all that mushy love stuff. So I guess that's the best way to put it, for lack of better description.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Let's play that. And then after that, we'll also have another local hip hop artist, a dear friend of mine, Missy D of Lady Jams, with the song Too Many Feelings, which I think is just brilliant and appropriate for our show.
Perfect
today.
Perfect segue.
It is still a banger of a song, though, in terms of, like, it's got a really kick-ass beat. I think it's my favorite Missy D track. She is such a lovely person, let alone artist. And this song is just about, like, you know, having all these feelings.
Too many feelings.
And, like, at the same time trying to, you know, keep going, keep persisting in the rap game. Especially as a woman, it's, like, it's already
it's
tough, right? Mm-hmm. But that's also what gives her strength, I think, and that's what makes her unique in this world of, as we said, braggadocio.
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 I think I need to make a mug with that word on it and just have that.
We still don't know if it's braggadocio, braggadocio, whatever.
Yeah, before we play these tracks, I just want to say that got a content warning for y'all. Everything else that we're going to play is going to be explicit. So if you're a kid and you're listening, go to bed. Listen in the morning. But if you're not, stay tuned and check out these tracks with some explicit lyrics.
All right, let's kick it.
Hold on, once you hit the bricks, I make the hook a rich. Conspiracy. street light. Sell a little cocaine, regular weeknight. Gotta get that money, man, stack it to knee height. Tired of being a skinny nigga, just trying to eat right. Party don't stop, so the money don't either. Don't stay sick like methadone fever. Doing drugs, selling drugs, don't condone either. But we smoke pit, flap, zips, not opposing either. Y'all looking for a fix, y'all looking for a hit, y'all looking for a buzz. Y'all looking for some coke, y'all looking for some me, y'all looking for some drugs. Y'all looking for a friend, y'all looking for a hand, y'all looking for some love. But y'all should look a little deep and see what's really going on, because the party ain't enough. And the celly won't stop. Coke line bumping dry, slow down the block. Trying to take the back roads, ducking from the cops. When my shift's almost over, only a couple more drops. Rolling through the city with my window down low. And my heat is on high, cause I'm known to chain smoke when I'm working. Stressed out as a motherfucker. And then I get a text from my ex back home. It's a picture of her pussy, and she's standing all alone by the curtains. Stretched out on that motherfucker. She must be gone off the red wine. I remember when she used to be a shy girl. Never sucked dick, never liked rap. Changed fast once I brought her into my world. Your first love's always on your mind, but you keep them in the back of your head. First time fucking you was screaming my name. It's one thing I'ma never forget. I'ma never forget. First time fucking you was screaming my name. It's one thing I'ma never forget.
Yeah, yeah. So that was Brevner with Last Call featuring Fembot. We had a little bit of a Wi-Fi issue there. That's why the song kind of cut off all of a sudden. But we'll keep the things going, and we'll load up next tune in the meanwhile. Kid Cudi vibes. I dig the Kid Cudi vibes.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's got that sort of... Yeah, it's got that, you know, man on the... Is it Man on the Moon? I want to say
yes,
Man on the Moon.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
indeed,
Man on the Moon. It's got that sort of, I want to say he's got the, it's like partway between rap, partway between like sort of talking on the track.
Mm-hmm.
That's so,
right, right.
That's so reminiscent of Kid Cudi. I really like that. And also the vocals, this sort of like whispery vocals from Fembot is pretty sweet.
All right. So we're actually going to keep this vulnerability hip hop train chugging along with Missy D. Too Many Feelings, a song that is exactly as it sounds. It's about having to deal with all these feelings, but at the same time, as like not only as a hip-hop artist, as a woman, but as a woman in hip-hop, trying to, you know, balance your kind of femininity, but also trying to compete in this hyper-masculine environment.
Damn.
You know, Missy D, though, keeps it real, always from the heart, always soulful, always her true to herself and genuine. So that is... That is pretty much the theme of Too Many Feelings. I hope I did it justice, Missy D, if you're listening. Let's kick it right here. Missy D, Too Many Feelings, another local amazing hip-hop artist right here on Soul Sandwich.
Too many feelings visiting my brain day, night, and weekend. Too many got me forgetting to sleep. I got too many feelings now. Too many feelings. Hey, hey.
Missy D, 365, yo, 24/7. All I need is a couple of 60 seconds. Explain how I came to the record. No need to check it. Got too many feelings past the 2 minutes. Cut to the chase with a snap and a snippet. Through with my words, I single the digits. Signal time for the business. Open up the flow for a sea of my thoughts. What this wave's about to expose. Overflow of a coke of a dose. Need a glass of water from my saliva. Sweeter and sour upon the matter. Talking over, but I'm spinning louder. Above my closure to my rewind. Take over my recording time. Not too many feeling like yours and mine intertwined. Crossing lines, intersecting while readdressing feelings that are corrupting, interrupting, emoting. Call it feeling. Filling it in, all of my connections from the back to the cross section of my brain. Redirecting to my five senses, different dimensions from birth to pensions. All different versions from good to hurting. Yes, I am human. Too many reoccurring. My thoughts play back in repetition like I got one. Like I got one too many emotions. Hey. I got too many feelings visiting my brain day, night, and weekends. Too many got me forgetting to sleep. And I got too many feelings. Too many feelings. I got too many feelings visiting my brain. We speak the same message. Je parle pour apaiser quelques soucis. Rassembler l'amour ou quelques amis. Je parle pour encourager la paix aussi. Je parle pour ma simple thérapie. Pour évoluer vos esprits. Le son d'une simple mélodie. Too many, c'est beaucoup traduit. Je parle anglais, français et je dis. Got too many feelings aujourd'hui. J'ai tellement de pensées, tellement j'apprends français. Tellement de choses que je ne puisse oser. Avouer, tenter, jouer le cœur hanté. Par ses peurs, ses rancœurs et ses heures. Passer un petit message de bonheur. Que ce soit aussi ou là-bas, des épines et des fleurs. On se retrouve au jardin d'Éden. J'imagine la scène, tant d'amour ou tant d'aine. Too many, many, many feelings. Got me all puzzled in. Too many, many, many feelings. Got me all puzzled in. Hey. I got too many feelings. Visiting my brain.
That was Missy D, local hip-hop hero of Vancouver. Such an awesome track. That was your first time hearing Missy D, right?
Yeah, it was the first time. I can't believe I haven't heard of her before. I was absolutely blown away. When she started rapping in French, I thought maybe my head would explode because of just the sheer amount of talent that exists. But it didn't. My head is still intact. I thoroughly enjoyed that. Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed that track. And I hope you felt too many feelings.
Speaking of which, we're going to keep on those feelings vibes because we got Kyprios. Man, we actually killing it with this Canadian and local content today.
I know, isn't that fantastic?
I think maybe there's a trend here. Canadians, we're just way more upfront about our feelings. We're more vulnerable. We look at America and it's like, rah, 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 America. And this, even the hip hop reflects it. And whereas us, we're like, yeah, we're Canada. Yeah, we, you know, there's some things going on. And
I'm feeling things.
You know, we're feeling things.
I'm vulnerable too.
We're letting you into our lives, you know. Like, it's great. I love it though. I love that. That's the great beauty of this nation and of our hip hop talent. Kyprios of Sweatshop Union fame and, you know, also famous for winning, the Peak. They have like a competition.
Like the local radio station.
Yeah, you know how like they do like they actually have like a this whole huge competition. I'm trying to remember what it's called. It's basically just hosted by the Peak, and like it invites artists to come and compete for like $100,000, and you know it'll towards their career and recording. Uh-huh. Kyprios struggled with addiction for a while, and he's also you know somebody who's been very upfront about that and. Sweatshop Union as a group were also very upfront about like, you know, political, their political leanings and, you know, they have a lot of songs that are about protest, but in this track, Saturdays, as in S-A-D-D-E-R, not Saturday, but Saturdays, it's a play on that, you know, it's all about like those times you're feeling low and Kyprios gets really honest and frank about those times in this track. And I thought there could be, you know, no better time to play this song than now. I mean, it's an old one, but hey.
Oldie but a goodie.
It fits the theme. And, you know, it's, again, local talent right here on full display. So let's kick it with Kyprios. And then we're going to come back for a special surprise local talent that Rachel will unveil to end off the show. So stay tuned right here on Soul Sandwich.
Word.
It occurred to me the hurt in me's a burden and a curse to see the hurdles of my urgency to defer me to emergency. The more I hear the season speak, the reason why I leave and be the bees and birds would be disturbed and don't deserve the dirt in me. A summer rain had the sun in a pain it went away and even changed the fall. The winter came, it never left the gang, it remained with no change at all. The sun days have run away cause the day was tired of rain with all the sun. I got no happy days, baby. Only sad days. I got no happy days, baby. Only sad days. Oh, oh no. How'd I ever get so low? I don't even know. I don't know. How'd I ever get so low? Sorry, the word for me was worthy of her leaving me. And even though she needs to know, my heart's a furnace burning me. Eternally, internally, externally, I learned to be a servant of the burning fire and wire to my circuitry. The way she walked when she walked away, oh, what a dame, I can't blame her, y'all. That type of swipe make you wish she'd stay, but ain't a way to make a change at all. The sun days ain't sunny days, cause my honey's got a new name to call. I got no happy days, baby, only sad. To me and inadvertently my soul released the hand that holds a rosary. The Holy Ghost is close to me but laughing at my blasphemy. You're basking in the fact not even God can save the ass of me. What a catastrophe. The Lord came and washed away the pain while heaven left the devil to fall. The devil said in his own devil way that he would make a little hell for us all. Now on Sundays God's people gone away, tired of waiting for his son to come. Sad days. I got no happy days, baby. Only sad days. I got no happy days, baby. Only sad days. I got no happy days, baby. Only sad.
Yeah, so that was Saturdays by Kyprios. It sounds happy, but it's not.
Yeah.
One of those tracks, you know, that throws you for a loop.
Right, and if you're not really listening, then you're just going to be vibing to it.
No, I would totally throw that song on when I'm on the beach, you know, or like it's summertime. I will just ignore the lyrics. But yeah, no, it's about some real, you know, real struggles. So we're going to end things off with, we're just killing it with local talent today. So we're going to end it off with local talent.
Yeah.
And a real awesome up and comer. What's her name?
Horsepower.
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 I feel like every time you say it, you got to be like, power.
I know. She's all power.
Power. The song I heard from her first was Queen, and that was a power song.
That was a power. Most of her songs are power songs, actually. So this was a little... even this upcoming song is debatable as to whether it's vulnerable or not, but it's a little bit of a look into horsepower's sex life, I suppose. She kind of explicitly talks about that. But I would argue...
Which is risky, I would say, for a woman.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean.
In hip-hop especially.
That's what I was going to say, is that that's what makes it vulnerable, is that you see, you know, you hear all the time male rappers talking about their sex lives like it's nobody's business. Like, they're just kind of, like, flinging info out left and right. And, you know, like, often they don't really get backlash. They're just like, yeah, this is just a regular night for Drake or something, you know? But, you know, Horsepower is really upfront about it, and she's not afraid to tell her listeners what is it, like, what it is. It's just that, like, females are sexual beings too, you feel? So... Mm-hmm. Just coming in with that vulnerable side.
All right. Have you got the track ready for us, Rachel? Can we unlock the power?
Unfortunately, Wi-Fi is not letting me unlock the power.
All right. I will.
But Rohit's going to come
I will
come
unlock
through.
The power. But while we unlock the power of Horsepower, what else can you tell us about her? Like,
yeah, I can tell you she was actually featured on... Oh, before I do that, I want to tell you the track is called Chicano XO...
Mm-hmm.
OXO. No, yeah, XO. It's kind of hard to pronounce, but
yeah, it's
Chicano XO.
Chicano, yeah.
Chicano. Yeah, she was actually featured on GQ of India, which is pretty sick.
That's tight.
That is.
I didn't know that, and I'm from there, but I'm clearly not informed. That's awesome, though.
Yeah,
that's tight.
So she's definitely up and coming. She's getting a lot of love from Crimes and Treason, so she's good friends
they
with
actually,
the
yeah, they actually know her, right? Yeah.
Yeah, they're like she's been on the show and she's like hung out there. But yeah, I mean, she's just this local rapper who really stays true to her roots, and so a lot of the tracks that you'll hear in terms of production, a lot of it is sampled off of Bollywood tracks. So that's pretty sick. And I think my favorite thing about this album is actually the album art. The album is called Out to Lunch. And for me, I recognized it right away growing up in a Chinese household that it's like a Maggie logo. Except I knew the soy sauce. And I'm like, wait, is she talking about the same thing? But no, she's actually talking about that Maggie masala.
Yeah,
Maggie masala noodles.
See, in India, Maggie is huge. It's like... You grow up, everybody's grown up eating it. Like I have, and I didn't even live in India. I only lived there for a year, but you know, like, and then my family moved to Dubai, and we still find it there. You know, anywhere there are brown people, you will find Maggie. You can find Maggie noodles in the superstore here. So yeah, in Vancouver. So for all my fellow brown people who want a little taste of home, try to find Maggie noodles at your nearest superstore or Fruticana.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that stuff is tight, and I love how the album art reflects the.
I know.
The packaging of a Maggie noodles.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a very nostalgic vibe there, and yeah. Well, we got the track ready. We have the power unlocked. Let's
Horsepower.
let's unlock Horsepower, and the song is called Chicano XO.
Perfect.
And stay tuned for all ears. Who will be here to kill it as always. So it's been a lovely time here on Soul Sandwich playing you some vulnerability tracks. I hope you guys enjoyed them. I hope you guys learned maybe a thing or two from them. If you have, and for the folks who don't hear much hip-hop, I hope you appreciate this side of hip-hop. That's all I got to say. Rachel, any last words?
Beautiful. Touched my heart. I feel so vulnerable. Perfect.
When I was born, my mother's placenta was made out of Swarovski crystals. What you looking at me for? Can you see the doctor? Give me more. Impact over intent, fuck what they meant.
ask what they meant. Intent under impact, running backwards, transcend. And then send you a pic of my breast. Like XO, 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 heart eyes, kissy face, rose. Like XO, 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 heart eyes, kissy face, rose. Like XO, 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 you know the game show ain't got all the free throws. King of the bongos, my boy a Chicano. XO, XO, my boy a Chicano. I feel the wind up my skirt.
My name is Morme.
And my name is Brandon.